George Tenet's departure from the Central Intelligence Agency next month comes at a tricky time. He'll step down as CIA director just 11 days after the handover of power in Iraq. It's also a time of high anxiety about possible terrorist attacks before the November elections. And the CIA is bracing for what are expected to be scathing reports on its performance. Congressional committees and the 9/11 Commission are finishing up inquiries into U.S. intelligence failures. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
There's no question George Tenet's summer was about to get ugly. The Senate Intelligence Committee has promised its report on Iraq and pre-war intelligence failures within the next few weeks. A committee source says it documents CIA lapses that are, quote, indefensible. Kansas Republican Pat Roberts chairs the committee. He says the intelligence community, including the CIA, suffers from an inability to admit it has serious problems.
Simply put, I think that the community is in denial over the full extent, and I emphasize full extent, of the shortcoming of its work on Iraq and also 9/11.
The Senate report runs more than 400 pages. One official who's seen it says the report documents problems such as sloppy analysis and relying too heavily on old, ill-informed sources. Ironically, it's the CIA that's in charge of deciding how much of the report can be declassified and released to the public. Senate committee sources say they've delivered the report to the CIA and they're waiting to hear back. At least one former senior CIA official says he's reserving judgment on the usefulness of the Senate investigation. Richard Kerr, former deputy director of the CIA, says in his experience, congressional inquiries tend to oversimplify things.
I'm a little skeptical of reports out of commissions at times and by staff. It's not clear to me that the staff know as much as they think they know and are as competent in making judgments as they think they are. But they're paid attention to because the Oversight Committee is an important group that oversees the agency's activities.
Kerr is leading the CIA's own internal review of its performance. He says agency officials are usually their own worst critics and have already been pondering tough questions.
What were some of the shortcomings and why and how analysis could have been better? And they're making changes in how they're doing the national intelligence estimates in terms of sourcing. So I think people would be surprised how much the agency has changed.
One major question is how Tenet's departure will affect efforts to restructure the CIA and the broader intelligence community. Jeffrey Smith, a former CIA general counsel and a close personal friend of Tenet's, says Tenet will still end up a major player in the debate over intelligence reform.
The silver lining in George's departure is that it will free him up to speak as a private citizen and make suggestions about how the intelligence community should be reformed. If he were still DCI, he would be necessarily constrained in what he can say.
In public, Tenet has opposed the idea of creating a Director of National Intelligence, a sort of intelligence czar with greater control over all 15 agencies in the U.S. intelligence community. Creating just such a job is expected to be a key recommendation of the 9/11 Commission. That report's due in late July, and the House Intelligence Committee's review won't be far behind. But Senator Roberts says the time to start tackling problems is right now.
We don't have all the answers yet about what went wrong before 9/11 and in the pre-war Iraq work, but I believe we know enough to begin the process of intelligence reform. One thing for sure, Osama bin Laden isn't waiting for any additional reports, and we shouldn't either.
That may be true, but the word is President Bush won't pick George Tenet's successor before the November elections. That's in order to avoid a potentially nasty confirmation battle in the Senate. And that means fixing what went wrong at the CIA may have to wait until next year. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.